This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America, one life at a time.
Every time you turn around, there's a new ad on the TV set, bad drug, call this lawyer, are you on this, that, or the other? And it's all the stuff they're promoting the year before. I've got stomach issues, regular arthritis, people have my age, and I wanted to get better, you know. Anything I can do that's healthy, that's natural, it makes sense. Tell Dr. Howard I really, really appreciate he made this stuff, because I'll tell you, it really makes a big difference. Everything seems to be better.
From now until May 10th, receive a 15% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. And just in time for Mother's Day, receive an extra $10 off any additional set of fruits and veggies you purchase. This offer will end on May 10th, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford, and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. GetBenefits.info. That's GetBenefits.info. GetBenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They're Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. Or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
It was a very big, controversial night last night in North Carolina. The president made a speech. Some of the people in the audience said something sometimes by some people. Lee Zeldin will react. We've also got a Wellness Thursday. And up first, my thoughts. Stay with us. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Again, I didn't say that. They did, but I disagree.
But they were echoing what you said in your first week. They need to go back.
Well, I don't think if you examine it, I don't think you'll find that, but I disagree with it.
He said, and the president's right there, the reporter tried to say that he was trying to tell people to go back. No, he was saying if they're dissatisfied and they're trying to tell us how to fix the problems in this country, maybe they should go back to the countries where they came from and fix those problems and then come back and show us how they did it. Welcome into a very busy Thursday. Kevin McCullough, we've got a lot to get to. It is a controversial, heated moment on the campaign trail right now. It's almost like it's almost like we've got some degree of campaign fever at this stage of the game already, and we're still 400 days out. I mean, it's really rather amazing to see the intensity on all sides of what is turning into a very intense election cycle. But this debate over these four freshman congressmen and what they have said and some of the things that they have done and how the president has responded to it, I do think is worth thinking about. I do think that it is worth examining on our end of things in terms of how we think about them. After all, we want to be thoughtful, active participants in the process. So to, you know, check the brain and say, no, it doesn't matter. We're going to go from here. But I just want to point out a few things. This debate and today, Ilhan Omar, the congresswoman from Minnesota, has said that Donald Trump is a fascist. The president is a fascist. She says this, of course, after saying, well, if she doesn't like it, she doesn't have to remain here. This is kind of the rub, right? So you've got one group saying, we just don't like him. And he's saying to them, if you don't like America, and neither one of them are ever going to hear the other one, right? So they're really not saying it for the purpose of each other. Ilhan Omar doesn't really care if the president likes her or not, and the president doesn't really care if Ilhan Omar likes him or not. This is not about the two of them. This is about one thing. It's about you and I. It's about how we're processing this, how we're viewing it taking place in front of us. And each side is hoping to impress upon us an importance in terms of the ideas that they are trying to put across and why they are superior to the other ideas. So in that context, if they are willing to say, just because you don't like something, well, you're a racist. Or if they're willing to say, well, you don't like the program, then get out. Then we have to kind of have the maturity as the population to kind of look through both of those things and say, okay, what's really then worth voting for or voting about when it comes to these differences of opinions? And I think that it has to do with the quality of the ideas, the quality of the policies. So right now, the freshman four, the squad, as they are being referred to, are continually being kind of irritated because their agenda to pass radical socialism, to achieve a radical form of embracing of things that run counter to the kind of Jewish, Judeo-Christian heritage of America, their frustration with this idea that America should be distinctively American, this idea that borders should be controlled and not crazy Wild West open territories, the fact that there are such a thing as right and wrong and good and evil and calling the difference that. I mean, Ilhan Omar, remember, she at a CARE fundraiser, so the Council on American Islamic Relations, which I consider to be a terrorist enabling group. I consider what they do, the people they give money to be terrorists. But at speaking at one of their functions, I don't know, about a year ago, she referred to the downing of our towers here in New York as some people doing something. But she is so outraged that last night that people were saying, send her back, that she's calling the president a fascist and saying that all these people are terrible people. But what if you just say back to her, but some people chanted something? See, it's this inability to first be honest, and secondly, be forthright in dealing with the person that has the opposite opinion that is really the problem. And so this is where we are as a nation. You and I are looking at these things happening. I was very uncomfortable when the crowd chanted, send her back, send her back. I don't want to see any American be told to go back to where they came from. I don't think that's American. I don't think it speaks well. That may be an honest expression from someone's heart that if, you know, you don't like the country, they're fine if you're not here. But I don't, even if I've ever thought it, I don't, it's not the kind of thing that you say. And I do think it. I do wonder if people prefer socialism, then why do they insist on America becoming socialist? Why not just go to a place that already practices socialism? When I was in Israel for the first time several years ago, one of my hosts there, we were talking, and they said, well, what do you think about the Palestinian issue? And I said, well, you've already got a Palestinian state. Jordan, right next door, already houses 85% of its population is Palestinian. Only 15% of that population is whatever the ethnic heritage of the king. I forget what it's called. But but it's a primarily Palestinian country. Let Palestinians, instead of insisting upon having these swaths where they're crowded and they're cramped and they don't like it and, you know, they feel, you know, whatever, go to Jordan. I don't have a problem with people saying, hey, I don't like it here. Well, then you have every right to find where you like better and to be there. But to what degree are we okay with them saying back to us, we're going to make you the way we want it to be? That's where I think, in a very unsophisticated way, the crowd in North Carolina was pushing back on last night. They don't want to be told by a radical socialist in AOC, a radical terrorist sympathizing Islamic adherent in Ilhan Omar, a pro-Palestinian, pro-terrorist Palestinian viewpoint in Rashida Tlaib. They don't want to be told by those worldviews that America has to change to bend to them. And so, I mean, I guess that we should be grateful that we have freedom of speech so people can say their disappointment instead of just immediately going to violence or fighting about it. But that's what's happening here. This is what you and I are observing as we're watching this take place. And this is what this election is going to largely be about. I certainly think the economy and, you know, jobs and wages and all that is going to be something that people vote on. But I do think that the way we view the world around us is going to be a centerpiece to why a lot of people make the votes that they make. And if you want America to be a socialist country, if you want it to embrace radical Islam, if you want it to have no borders, if you want it to abort its children, even technically after they're born, then AOC and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, they're your kind of people. But if you want to engender some sort of American values of pluralism, decency, the protection of the unborn, free market economy, and people that work and achieve and get the rewards of their work and not have, you know, the government taxing everything so that we can give some people things for free, it's going to be two worldviews, and they cannot really coexist very well. Maybe you have a difference of opinion. KMCRadio@gmail.com. I'm Kevin McCullough. Stay with us.
From executive producer Stephen Curry and Academy Award winner Viola Davis comes the incredible true story of hope and forgiveness in the wake of the Charleston church shooting. Emmanuel.
Some people see the family's forgiveness as submission.
This new documentary examines the healing that emerged out of tragedy.
But that act of forgiving people is the greatest act of love that one could ever experience.
You know, I forgive you, my family forgive you.
Emmanuel. In theaters June 17th and 19th only. Tickets and showtimes at emmanuelmovie.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I don't know, is the summer heat taking stuff out of you? Do you feel like you're a little run down? Do you feel like you don't have the stamina? I had to drive back very late not long ago from Washington, D.C., and I was worried that I wasn't going to be awake enough. But you know what? I had all the energy I needed. And if you're feeling run down and you don't have energy like you used to, you might not be getting the whole food nutrition that gives you the energy that you need. And a daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules that has 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables is going to give you that energy. Once you start taking it, you feel like you've got a lot more energy, in fact. When you call, you're going to get 25% off plus free shipping on your preferred first order. Plus, you're going to get a set of convenient travel bottles that will contain a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. How cool is that? Call right now, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com. But whether you call or whether you go online, use the discount code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know you can get a two-pack of the MyPillow premiums for only $69.98 right now? That is the lowest price they've ever been at on TV or radio. That's only $34.99 per pillow. And again, the lowest price ever. You've never seen this deal anywhere else. Ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, there's no more interrupted sleep, no more folding the pillow in half or flat, lifeless pillows. It's changed my life. Stays cool all night long, keeps its shape, helps my head stay supported. I have a real problem with that. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's got a 10-year warranty. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Shouldn't you? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. That's the lowest price you've ever seen them at on radio or TV. This offer only available at MyPillow.com or when you call our phone number. 800-506-2648, 800-506-2648. Use the promo code KMC.
From executive producer Stephen Curry and Academy Award winner Viola Davis comes the incredible true story of hope and forgiveness in the wake of the Charleston church shooting. Emmanuel.
Some people see the family's forgiveness as submission.
This new documentary examines the healing that emerged out of tragedy.
But that act of forgiving people is the greatest act of love that one could ever experience.
You know, I forgive you, my family forgive you.
Emmanuel, in theaters June 17th and 19th only. Tickets and show times at emmanuelmovie.com.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, as fallout from last night continues, it is going to have, I think it's going to have an interesting amount of impact across the political spectrum. Many people thinking that it's only going to impact the race for president one way or the other. But, you know, it was I don't think it's by surprise that a young woman by the name of Cherie Murray had 100,000 Twitter followers join her yesterday on her first day of campaigning against AOC in New York's 14th. Someone who knows this stuff like the back of his hand and much better than I ever pretend to is the digital politics editor at the Fox News Channel. I usually run into him when we're at the channel, but Chris is a contributor to most of the Fox shows. He's often on Harris Faulkner just a segment or two before me. But, Chris, welcome to Kevin McCullough Radio. I think this is the second time I've had you. I think you were with us at one of the conventions before. But what do you make of kind of the phenomenon of the freshman four and what they are doing and who's really winning this scoreboard right now?
Well, we should remember that they are not particularly well-known. They're getting more and more known. Certainly the goal for Republicans and for President Trump is to make them the face of the Democratic Party, and that all Democrats are like them, and that's the goal. No matter whom or whomever the Democrats nominate, Donald Trump is going to say that person is a socialist who favors open borders and backs infanticide, and he's going to say that if the Democrats nominate Mr. Rogers. He's still going to say that.
Right. Well, and he has said it in rallies in interesting places, Florida, North Carolina, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. Stop me if I have made a mistake. But in these states that are kind of the ones that seem to be the ones he has to hold on to, he's not even worried about Iowa or New Hampshire. And he's got $100 million in the bank. And he's taking this message to those swing states, Chris. Where is the... Is he playing chess while the other side's playing checkers?
No. I mean, look, there's nothing particularly chess-like about labeling your opponent, right? That's what you do in politics.
Right.
You say, Mitt Romney's a vampire, and blah, 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 blah. Or you say that Hillary Clinton is crooked and that she's a corrupt person. You defining your opponent is a lot of what politics is about, especially these days in an era of negative partisanship. But no, he's not playing chess, because he's doing it wrong. And the damage that he's doing for the president has a problem. The economy is really good. And unemployment's basically as low as it can be. Wage growth is up. We are at peace. Crime is low. Things are good in the United States of America. And the president is stuck at 40-whatever percent. And people don't like him. A lot of people don't like him. And the people who don't like him a lot. And he has this problem, which is there's idea A, which is label your opponent, tell voters who that they are, and then reinforce those messages over and over again. But you have to do it in a way that doesn't turn off persuadable voters. And the Republicans just aren't much in the persuading business these days. When the president, when you have a chant like that at the rally, he could be doing all of the things that you're talking about without grossing out persuadable suburban voters, the kind of folks who gave the Democrats the House in 2018, and could cost Trump the presidency in 2020.
Let's talk a little bit about the impact that the freshman four are having on the party, particularly AOC, as this new challenger has stepped forward. Now, I think AOC has something like $2 million in the bank. So, you know, anybody that's going to step up there is going to be facing an uphill climb. But there are some legitimate issues with these four, particularly when Tlaib is, you know, kind of identifies herself as a Palestinian, and Omar says some people did something. And, you know, one of the popular responses on Twitter today was last night, some people chanted something. It is one of those things where if you're in the pro-America, pro-jobs, pro-bring production back to America, you know, the MAGA crowd, these four are the antithesis of that in almost every way. And will they be able to put their stamp on the Democratic Party at large? Has Trump, on some level, forced that upon them?
Well, they were doing a pretty good job of forcing themselves on the party before. For freshmen, they have a totally disproportionate amount of influence on the messaging of the party. And if you recall, before the president got nativist on Twitter, the discussion was about them saying Nancy Pelosi was racist.
Right.
Cortez saying that. Look, this is mostly fan service, right? If you know the names of these people, if you're paying attention to these issues, you're probably not a persuadable voter. If you know who the congresswoman from the 13th District of New York is, if you know who Rashida Tlaib is, you're probably not up for
You've already picked sides.
Yeah, you're probably not up for grabs in 2020. Now, the one that's interesting here, Omar is interesting. Her district, she fluked in. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is right for her district, and she's in an astonishingly Democratic district. It's 30 or 35 points Democratic. And she's not going to lose, and neither is Presley in Massachusetts. She's in a safe district, and so too probably is Tlaib, unless she gets primaried. Omar's the interesting one. There's been redistricting. She snuck through a crowded Democratic field that had been shaped by the fact that the longtime incumbent was running for attorney general. She could actually be in a little bit of trouble. But no, for the rest of them, as they go, no, they're safe.
All right. So going forward, what comes out in the next few days? We're on the eve of another Democratic debate. Marianne Williamson is now outpolling Cory Booker, Christian Gillibrand. What in just 10 seconds, Chris, what do you expect of the next chapter of the Democrats?
For a lot of these folks, they're running out of money, which means they're running out of time. And this will probably be the last we see of a bunch of them.
Yeah. Who do you think the top four coming out of that end up being?
I would assume Biden, Harris, Warren, and Buttigieg.
Not Bernie. Interesting.
No, all no, right. Poor Bernie.
Bernie's going the way of Beto?
Burning out.
All right, Chris Steirwalt, Fox News digital politics editor. Watch him on the channel, read him online, and, of course, listen to what he says because he knows his stuff. Chris, thanks for being here.
You bet.
Kevin McCullough, when we come back, a look at Decision 2020 with one of the players. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I don't know. Is the summer heat taking stuff out of you? Do you feel like you're a little run down? Do you feel like you don't have the stamina? I had to drive back very late not long ago from Washington, D.C., and I was worried that I wasn't going to be awake enough. But you know what? I had all the energy I needed. And if you're feeling run down and you don't have energy like you used to, you might not be getting the whole food nutrition that gives you the energy that you need. And a daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules that has 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables is going to give you that energy. Once you start taking it, you feel like you've got a lot more energy, in fact. When you call, you're going to get 25% off plus free shipping on your preferred first order. Plus, you're going to get a set of convenient travel bottles that will contain a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. How cool is that? Call right now, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com. But whether you call or whether you go online, use the discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What if I told you that for only $34.99, you could get the best sleep of your life guaranteed? And I mean guaranteed. Why? Because $34.99 is all you pay per pillow when you get a two-pack of MyPillow's new premium offer. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, and it's only available when you call now. Ever since I've been using my MyPillow, I don't have interrupted sleep. There's no more folding the pillow in half or flat, lifeless pillows. It's changed my life. It stays cool all night. It keeps its shape, helps give me the proper support wherever I put it. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And that interlocking fill, it just works wonders. You will sleep deeper, faster, longer, more restorative, and for the lowest price ever, $34.99 per pillow of a two-pack My Premium Pillow $69.98 offer. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. It's only available when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641 and use the promo code KMC. That's 800-506-2641 and promo code KMC.
Decision 2020. America at the crossroads. Freedom versus socialism. American values versus global elitism. The presidential election that will define our nation for decades to come. Exclusive coverage now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
The boxer took defensive action against an Iranian drone, which had closed into a very, very near distance, approximately 1,000 yards. Ignoring multiple calls to stand down, the drone was immediately destroyed.
All right, that was the president earlier this afternoon, and details on this Iranian drone. What's really interesting about this is that, and it's not gotten a lot of news, is that Iran claims it took another tanker and kidnapped all 12 crew members aboard it. Someone that watches this stuff like a hawk, who is also proud to represent New York's first congressional district, is Lee Zeldin, who rejoins us at Kevin McCullough Radio. Congressman, thank you. I know you just got off the plane. I appreciate you being here.
Of course. It's great to be back with you.
Let's talk a little bit about what happened there in Iran. What do we know about the drone and why it refused to stand down when it started chasing the USS Boxer?
Well, I will be awaiting an update myself. I actually, as you just pointed out, just got off an airplane. So I'm going to have to get the details as they come in. I will say from my conversations this past week, and really as we've seen over the course of the last several weeks, there's heightened concern with statements that have been made, actions made by Iran, intelligence coming in from not just the U.S., but our partners. Iran's aggressive activities that have been going on for a long time right now have picked up. Iran is acting out because the sanctions, the maximum pressure campaign of the president is working. And it's an important message to send to Iran that, you know, the United States doesn't want war. President Trump doesn't want war. I don't want war. The military option is on the table, and it's real, and Iran's going to have to be careful the way that they act, because they don't want to start begging for it, because it's one thing to go after an unmanned drone of the United States. It's another thing to start threatening American personnel and equipment, you know, where individuals' lives are directly at stake, and they shouldn't test the resolve of this president and the United States military.
We're speaking with Congressman Lee Zeldin, who sits on the Financial Services and on the Foreign Affairs Committee, and he's on the subcommittee for the Middle East, so this is something that he deals with. He's also on the subcommittee for terrorism. Congressman, the Strait of Hormuz, and I have General Kane on the show a lot. I have General Boykin. I have other people that are retired military. I have a brother-in-law who's forward duty Navy right now, who has been through the Strait on his last two tours. It's a tricky place. I'm just curious as to your thoughts, former military yourself, as to first of all, do we have any other options besides just the single carrier sitting there? I'm so worried about these fast boats and what they have the ability to do, particularly if they decide to defy our efforts. You know, if we had planes that are in the air, there's a certain degree of power that we have to strafe at them, but it's really hard to hit a moving target. And if they're really committed to trying to get us, I just keep hearing reports that we're vulnerable in that respect. And I'm just curious, what is the thinking on Capitol Hill about the Strait of Hormuz and what our current strategy there is?
It's good that you're thinking about it and others are thinking about the Strait. Also part of the conversation whenever we're talking about Yemen and that conflict with the Strait of Al-Mandeb, and you have a lot of movement through these shipping lanes where Iran's plan to try to just get in their head of what their vision is for the Middle East. It's one that stretches west all the way to the Mediterranean with growing influence within the Iraqi government, influence with Assad in Syria. They support Hezbollah in Lebanon, and they're trying to build a land bridge across the Middle East to the Mediterranean. The conflict in Yemen, where they assisted the Houthis in overthrowing the government, all of this is part of a aggressive plan on the part of the Iranians over land. But as you point out, with regards to these shipping lanes, Iran's vision is one that greatly involves how to take over more influence over the sea. The United States is extremely prepared on a wide range of options, from the conventional to unconventional. If Iran forced us to use a military option that we don't want to have to use, as far as our assets go, we have assets that are currently in the region and others that are not that far away. We have air assets all over the region, air defense systems. We have personnel in neighboring countries. I feel good about our posture. The one thing that we have to be sensitive to is, you know, if you go with the plan of ramping up forces to the maximum.
Right. Congressman, we're out of time. I'd so appreciate, though, your insight. And please come back. Lee Zeldin, Congressional One, New York. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What if I told you that for only $34.99, you could get the best sleep of your life guaranteed? And I mean guaranteed. Why? Because $34.99 is all you pay per pillow when you get a two-pack of MyPillow's new premium offer. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, and it's only available when you call now. Ever since I've been using my MyPillow, I don't have interrupted sleep. There's no more folding the pillow in half or flat, lifeless pillows. It's changed my life. It stays cool all night. It keeps its shape, helps give me the proper support wherever I put it, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And that interlocking fill, it just works wonders. You will sleep deeper, faster, longer, more restorative, and for the lowest price ever, $34.99 per pillow of a two-pack My Premium Pillow $69.98 offer. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. It's only available when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641 and use the promo code KMC. That's 800-506-2641 and promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I don't know. Is the summer heat taking stuff out of you? Do you feel like you're a little run down? Do you feel like you don't have the stamina? I had to drive back very late not long ago from Washington, D.C., and I was worried that I wasn't going to be awake enough. But you know what? I had all the energy I needed. And if you're feeling run down and you don't have energy like you used to, you might not be getting the whole food nutrition that gives you the energy that you need. And a daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules that has 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables is going to give you that energy. Once you start taking it, you feel like you've got a lot more energy, in fact. When you call, you're going to get 25% off plus free shipping on your preferred first order. Plus, you're going to get a set of convenient travel bottles that will contain a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. How cool is that? Call right now, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com. But whether you call or whether you go online, use the discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. GetBenefits.info. That's GetBenefits.info. GetBenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443.
News about your wellness with Dr. Douglas Howard, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio, proudly powered by the fruits and veggies of Balance of Nature.
Well, you know, we break news on all sorts of levels of information in life. We talk politics, we talk culture, we talk parenting, we talk economy. We do all kinds of things. And on Thursdays, we take some time out for wellness. And there's a new study that has just been published, in copywritten, actually, by the American Society for Nutrition. And Dr. Douglas Howard, I've looked forward to talking to you about this because it shows some pretty interesting things. And I guess the way you were talking to me before we were on the air, summarizing it the best, is if you eat the proper nutrition, you can actually modify your genes as it relates to weight loss. Explain what they found in this study.
Isn't that awesome? You can change your DNA. It's something I've been teaching for years, and now it's in better study form for people. But yeah, what this basically, what it says is changes in your diet, eating more, specifically eating more fruits and vegetables, will modify your genetic susceptibility to obesity. So wow. In other words, it changes your genes, yours, not just your posterity, not just your children's, but it changes your genes to fight obesity.
What do they base it on? What's the chemical working that's doing this inside the body?
Well, that's really tough to say because there's hundreds of thousands of chemicals in fruits and vegetables.
Right.
And they go in and they work on different aspects, but from what I see and what my studies and going through and working on this the most is literally that chemistry in fruits and vegetables literally goes in and cleans up the DNA and starts cleaning up some of the mess that's there anyways and just lets the DNA function better. It's in a cleaner environment. It cleans the cell all the way to the DNA. And by the way, you have DNA in two places in your body. People don't realize that. One of those is for the cell to divide and make new cells, but the other one is in the mitochondria, the powerhouse of the cell, where your energy is generated. So where all that conversion of fuel to energy comes. And so you're cleaning up both of those areas. That's why people all the time, you're going to hear it in the coming weeks, I know, because we get it every single day of people calling in and just saying how much it's increased their energy levels.
Right.
But it's a different kind of energy. It's not like the energy out of a can. That it's not that jitters. It's real energy. It's clarity. It's just works great that way. But one thing that hit me with this so strong was that we're always talking about leaving the world a better place for future generations.
Right.
What better way than to stop the obesity in your family by increasing your fruit and vegetable intake?
So that's the real breakthrough here. What they're saying is that, because there's a lot of people that say, well, I have a genetic tendency towards my obesity. It's not my fault. I'm trying to exercise and eat somewhat healthy and so forth. But they say there's a genetic component. What this is saying is fruits and vegetables can break that component and actually correct the DNA back to kind of a more neutral position on whether or not you retain weight or not.
Yeah, not just for you, but for your offspring, for your children, your grandchildren, your great grandchildren. I just think this is just fascinating that they've gone through and shown that it literally changes down to the gene level. But here's the bad part. I don't want to end on a sad note, but over 90% of Americans don't eat at least five servings of fruits and vegetables a day, and that's an absolute minimum. That most Americans eat between 1.5 and 2.3 servings of fruits and vegetables a day, and we should be getting at least 9 to 11 servings.
Wow. That is a significant deficiency.
Over 90%.
Yeah. That is a significant deficiency. Now, the great thing about that for those of you that have been hearing me for the last number of months talk about Balance of Nature, you know that that's more compact and an easier way to get all of that nutrition. But Doc Howard, in case some people are just joining us for the first time, explain why the fruits and veggie capsules do that work.
Yeah, and it's awesome. You know, when I first started with Balance of Nature, that's really what my goal was just truly to increase the consumption. it wasn't really set forth to create to have people have more energy and to feel younger. I thought all those things would, well, I didn't know the energy would, but I thought many of those things would come. It was to help fight the effects of aging, of stroke and cataract and macular degeneration and heart attack. And those were the things I was, dementia. Those are the things I was really concentrating towards, and cancer, trying to reduce the risk of those things. And what we're finding, and now through studies showing, it's called epigenetics. We literally can change our own DNA, not only for us, but for the future. In fact, next week, I really want to talk with you because it deserves a whole time to talk about some of these numbers, reality numbers of how many servings of fruits and vegetables people aren't getting. It's amazingly low.
Well, and friend, I would encourage you, even before we talk with Dr. Howard next week, do a little inventory of your own intake for the last day. In fact, sometimes, Doc, when I'm traveling, I've had a little bit of a schedule this last couple of weeks where I've been in places under short notice and very constrained time. And, you know, in the aftermath, I'll feel like, you know, why am I feeling so weird? Oh, well, I ate terrible, and I didn't take as many fruits and veggies as I should have. And oddly enough, I correct that eating pattern, and I take my fruits and veggies, and I am right back within 24 hours feeling the way I did before. So it's really rather remarkable, and it works. That's the most important thing, is that what we're telling you actually does work. And just right now, friends, for those of you listening, Dr. Howard has a very generous offer. In fact, 25% off your first-time order of Balance of Nature, and they're going to add this convenient little travel bottle that I didn't have when I was making my trips last week. That's no excuse. I still should have taken them. But it contains a free week's additional supply of Balance of Nature fruits and veggies as well. All you got to do is call 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751 right now. You can also go to balanceofnature.com and just mention Kevin McCullough when you call, and they're going to make sure you get this 25% off. 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. Doc, you wanted to add one last thing.
You're going to love that travel set. It's awesome, and it's a whole week supply in it.
Yeah, which makes it, which would be perfect for me when I go on these short little runs. 800-246-8751. Dr. Howard, always on the Wellness Thursday. We appreciate your help, and thanks for helping us understand we can change our genes.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
From executive producer Stephen Curry and Academy Award winner Viola Davis comes the incredible true story of hope and forgiveness in the wake of the Charleston church shooting. Emmanuel.
Some people see the family's forgiveness as submission.
This new documentary examines the healing that emerged out of tragedy.
But that act of forgiving people is the greatest act of love that one could ever experience.
I forgive you, my family forgive you.
Emmanuel. In theaters June 17th and 19th only. Tickets and showtimes at emmanuelmovie.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford, and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. GetBenefits.info. That's GetBenefits.info. GetBenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443.
From executive producer Stephen Curry and Academy Award winner Viola Davis comes the incredible true story of hope and forgiveness in the wake of the Charleston church shooting. Emmanuel.
Some people see the family's forgiveness as submission.
This new documentary examines the healing that emerged out of tragedy.
But that act of forgiving people is the greatest act of love that one could ever experience.
I forgive you, my family forgive you.
Emmanuel. In theaters June 17th and 19th only. Tickets and showtimes at emmanuelmovie.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What if I told you that for only $34.99, you could get the best sleep of your life guaranteed? And I mean guaranteed. Why? Because $34.99 is all you pay per pillow when you get a two-pack of MyPillow's new premium offer. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, and it's only available when you call now. Ever since I've been using my MyPillow, I don't have interrupted sleep. There's no more folding the pillow in half or flat, lifeless pillows. It's changed my life. It stays cool all night. It keeps its shape, helps give me the proper support wherever I put it, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And that interlocking fill, it just works wonders. You will sleep deeper, faster, longer, more restorative, and for the lowest price ever, $34.99 per pillow of a two-pack My Premium Pillow $69.98 offer. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. It's only available when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641 and use the promo code KMC. That's 800-506-2641 and promo code KMC.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
You know, earlier in the show, we had Congressman Lee Zeldin with us. He put this on Twitter day before yesterday. He said, Israel is our best ally in the Middle East, a beacon of hope, freedom, liberty, surrounded by existential threats. Shame on Representative Ilhan Omar for bringing her hateful twist on that reality to the House Foreign Affairs today, propping up the BDS movement and blaming Israel for all of its challenges. That's worth remembering that Ilhan Omar is in favor of the boycott, divest situation with Israel. She's trying to hurt them. She's trying to take them down. And it's just one of those things that makes me ask, well, are we getting the best representation we can out of those congressional seats? AOC now has a what I hope turns out to be a formidable challenge. She got 100,000 followers on Twitter her first day of announcing her campaign yesterday. She's an immigrant from Jamaica, and her name is Cherie Murray. Take a listen to this.
Bridges, they fill our skyline. Rising above our city, their arches are more than stone and steel. They connect us. They help us move forward and cross from place to place. That's why we build bridges, to be connected to one another.
I'm Cherie Murray. I was 9 years old when I came to America with my family. We migrated from Jamaica.
From my first job working as an intern at the New York City MTA Jamaica Bus Depot to attending City University, then opening a business and helping minority men and women find employment in the media, to becoming a mother and a community leader, I've been building bridges and crossing them my whole life. I've built bridges between constituents in our community and elected officials that represent them, between different nationalities and races, and between political parties. Lawmakers should be working together to build a stronger, safer, more prosperous America. But your representative in Washington chooses self-promotion over service, conflict over constituents, resistance over assistance. Queens and the Bronx need someone who will create jobs instead of turning them away. Someone to unite the fight in Washington and help you build a bridge to a better future for yourself instead of pushing for a pay raise for herself. You deserve someone fighting for you, not fighting for the limelight. You deserve someone who will focus on immigration, infrastructure, and education.
That's why I'm running for Congress.
I believe bridges are about connecting us, bringing people together, and getting us to where we need to go. Join me. Let's unite the fight and build new bridges together. Bridges that will unite us and take us to a brighter future for the next generation.
I'm Cherie Murray, and I approve this message.
And I'm Kevin McCullough, and I approve that message, too. That's much better, the type of representation that I think the voters in New York 14 deserve. Why have someone who's consistently doing nothing but tearing down your country instead of trying to build it better and bring people together? I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.